This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
And we are live. Welcome to the Summit News Hour. We've got a raft of headlines coming up over the course of the next 60 minutes, including what's going to happen with the fallout from the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan, and particularly as it relates to Europe. Of course, we've got people talking about up to 3 million Afghan refugees heading to Europe. We already have boatloads of migrants arriving on the south coast of England in dinghies, in many cases just running off into the nearest town. Amongst them, a great percentage of them are already Afghan migrants and have been for the past 6 months plus, already arriving in the UK. Macron, the German Chancellor, Angela Merkel are scrambling, presuming or pretending that Europe's borders have been fortified since the last crisis and that will be enough to keep them at bay. But if you talk to other experts, if you listen to other experts, doesn't seem to be the case, but I'm going to save that for a little bit later in the show. We got a couple of videos. We've also got a video coming up later with the World Economic Forum's latest proposal on how they're going to identify the plebs, the serfs, because, of course, now, because they've introduced these indefinite face masks rules, which they expect everyone to abide by for the next God knows how many years, because they're always going to have new viruses, new flu seasons, new infections. They can't identify people via biometric face scanning technology, just as the US Army did at the start of the occupation of Afghanistan, because they're literally treating us now like enslaved prisoners in an occupied country. So the World Economic Forum's got a novel new way to identify people, and it's not creepy at all, it's not concerning at all, but we're going to get into that later in the show. Australia, as you know, is no longer a democratic country. They're pursuing this disastrous, harebrained, absurd zero COVID policy, which is never going to end because this virus is going to still be circulating amongst the population with its various variants and scariants for the next God knows how many years too. And so we see videos like this on a daily basis. Another one out today, headline which just went up on Summit News about 45 minutes ago. Australian police pepper spray children for not wearing face masks. Yes, they're now actually targeting children who go to shopping malls and are caught, maybe snitched on by suspecting members of the public, for not wearing their face diapers. Yet another chilling video out of lockdown Australia shows police pepper spraying preteen children for the egregious crime of not wearing face masks, even though, as we know from Dr. Fauci's own emails from back in February 2020, the face masks are completely pointless. The sage advisors to the UK government came out and admitted last month that the holes in the masks are 1,000 times larger than the COVID-19 virus particle, so they're completely pointless. And it was all an exercise in experimenting on systems of mass conformity. And now that compliance regime is being meted out on 12-year-old kids, as you see here in the video. And it shows a group of children who were apparently, as I said, spotted in a shopping mall, daring to not wear a face mask. There's a physical escalation. It ends up with one of the kids being tackled to the ground by these brave police officers, half of whom aren't even wearing masks themselves. And then the police officers choose to pepper spray one of the children because, of course, it's for their safety, it's for their protection that they are manhandled, dragged to the ground and pepper sprayed in the face. That's to protect them. That's to ensure their health and their security. As we highlighted earlier this month, another clip showed an elderly man suffering a suspected heart attack after he was arrested by police for not wearing a mask outside while exercising. He was literally walking in a local botanical gardens. They spotted him without a face mask, again tackled him to the ground. He suffered a cardiac arrest. could have killed him. This is what's unfolding in Australia as the authorities threaten now to go door to door and perform COVID tests. We'll be back with more. Summit.news.
I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last 6+ months of where is the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash? We only came out with it 1.5 years ago, became a bestseller within 6 months, and now because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns and the supply chain, we haven't had it. Finally, it came back in, a limited supply. Believe me, I'm happy too. It's a great toothpaste and it funds the InfoWar. So if you want to get it and stock up on it because you were already a fan or if you haven't tried it, it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted because of the COVID lockdown, because of the globalist siege on small businesses and companies in America. It's not been available for over 6 months, but now it's back in stock and it's available in only 2 places, InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. It is our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. So get your activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you're listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
So, of course, we've been tracking this situation in Australia because it is the model for the UK, for Canada, for the United States of America. 6 months down the line, people tried to go out in the streets and protest this over the course of several weekends in Australia. Then the government came out and threatened to hit them with fines of up to $11,500 merely for protesting against these measures because Australia is no longer a free country. So now we have a similar situation to what we saw right at the start of the first lockdowns across the developed nations of the world, where police and also military in Sydney and other areas of Australia are literally out hunting in packs, looking for people not wearing face masks. Of course, they deployed surveillance drones to detect people not wearing face masks. They said people couldn't travel more than 3 kilometers outside their own homes. They fed people's license plates into databases to track if they'd left the allotted allowed area. And it only gets worse on a day-to-day basis. We have another headline. After they pepper sprayed 12-year-old girls, because apparently that's necessary to protect their health and safety now in Australia, brave police officers dragging 12-year-old kids to the ground for their safety. Another headline here, Australian police chastised a man who went outside to get some fresh air. How dare he? Footage from a news conference, and they're very proud about this, like the New South Wales top public health official a couple of weeks ago who staged a news conference and ordered people not to talk to their friends and neighbours, even if they were wearing a face mask. They're very proud about this, and they announce it in press conferences on a routine basis. The officer in this case said that the incident had been detected as a result of the military, because it's medical martial law right now in Australia, and New South Wales police undertaking home checks on people who are supposed to be self-isolating under the country's draconian lockdown regime. And not just people who are supposed to be self-isolating, by the way, because in this video, he brags about how police and military had checked on no fewer than 2,300 houses in that one region on, I don't know whether it is a weekly or a daily basis, more than the cases that they're even having for coronavirus in these regions. So they're checking on houses where people aren't even registered in their little government pinged app database as being infected with COVID, because they've already come out and said, as we had the article last week, that they, quote, won't hesitate to go door to door to carry out COVID tests whether people comply with them or not. And of course, the next step beyond that is mandatory vaccines door to door. So the cop in the video said the officers visited a home in southwest Sydney and, quote, found a person that should be there but wasn't there. They made a number of inquiries, and not that long after, he was stitched on by his neighbours, most likely, the person returned to the front of the house in a motor vehicle. We've had cases out of the UK where 11-year-old girls get pinged in this pingdemic COVID app situation in our country, where police literally turned up in riot vans and started shouting at this little girl through a letterbox to check that she was self-isolating. Well, they turned up at this guy's house in Australia, found that he wasn't there, then tracked him down with their surveillance technology, gave the man a penalty infringement notice, which stated that he had hopped in his car and went out for some fresh air and hadn't been anywhere else. Yes, he probably went to his local park, maybe his local hiking trail, to breathe fresh air. And not only is he facing a fine, and if he does it again, potential prison time, the police, the authorities there, felt the need to publicly shame him during a live press conference for seeking out fresh air. The cop said, if you're going to behave like this, if you're going to step outside the health orders, you will be checked on. And you will get an infringement notice, and that person will continue to be checked on to make sure they comply. So this guy's basically imprisoned in his home now for the next, 10 days, 2 weeks minimum, with daily police visits after they publicly shamed him on the mainstream media via a live press conference. As we highlighted last week, with police already paying aggressively enforced home visits to anyone suspected of being infected, the Premier of Victoria also said authorities wouldn't hesitate to perform door-to-door COVID tests on citizens. And again, I had the video last week where there was a guy whose wife snitched on him because he questioned COVID. He actually questioned the lockdowns, whether they were reasonable. He ended up getting carted to a mental asylum by the government. And in fact, I've received another email from an Australian who said the same thing happened to him. And we're developing a story on that too. But it could have been so much different for Australia. It could have been so much different for all of these countries, because the few countries in the West, or in Europe at least, that refuse to impose these draconian lockdowns, their death rate, their infection rate is exactly the same to all the other developed nations that impose these draconian lockdowns. A prime example being Belarus. Headline, no lockdown, Belarus reports COVID mortality rate similar to neighboring countries that impose draconian lockdowns. We have the graphs here in the video proving this. The country of Belarus, which imposed no legal lockdown at all, just like Sweden, throughout the entire pandemic has released COVID mortality figures, which are broadly in line with other nearby countries, which did impose draconian lockdowns. After authorities in Belarus refused to put their citizens under lockdown, the global media had a collective hissy fit. They said this would be the pandemic central of Europe, like they did with Sweden, with one headline declaring, quote, one leader looks hell-bent on turning COVID-19 into a catastrophe for his country. Well, what actually happened months and months later, while managing to avoid all the negative impacts of lockdown, of course, mass unemployment, economic stagnation, people missing vital hospital treatments, depression, suicide, they avoided all that, and their response to it and the consequences of that was far from a catastrophe. Newly released overall death statistics from the start of the pandemic up to March 2021 in Belarus, which didn't lock down, show that the death rate is similar to neighboring countries such as Latvia, Russia, and Ukraine, which imposed full lockdowns. Indeed, when compared to Poland, which imposed a particularly harsh lockdown, Belarus's mortality rate in March 2021 was significantly lower. And these are the latest statistics that we have. They did the exact same thing as Sweden. Sweden has a lower death rate than the UK, and they don't have all the attendant problems of people dying from not receiving hospital treatment, people dying from being mired in poverty. Of course, we know 150 million people were pushed into extreme poverty across the world as a result of lockdowns. And Belarus is similar to Sweden, which suffered fewer than 15,000 COVID deaths despite refusing to impose a lockdown. Figures show that cases of death tend to fall in waves, whether a lockdown is imposed or not, proving that lockdowns are completely pointless. Will Jones wrote about this for lockdownskeptics.org. He said, alongside places like South Dakota, Florida, Sweden, and Tanzania, Belarus is an important illustration of what can be expected from COVID-19 when restrictions aren't imposed. Like those places, we see that the outcome is basically the same as similar places where restrictions are imposed. Don't expect any of this to be highlighted by the mainstream media. The same mainstream media which chastised this Belarus leader, said that it would be a catastrophe for not locking down, didn't happen. Which has parroted the provable falsehood that repeated lockdowns were to thank for ending each wave of COVID. If you actually look at the figures, across numerous European countries, the cases were already going down before the lockdowns were imposed. Then they imposed the lockdowns and they say, oh, look, the lockdowns worked. They work so well, we need to continue having them every 6 months until eternity. Absolutely incredible. Meanwhile, lockdown forever, Scotland's leftist government wants to make emergency coronavirus laws permanent. So these laws run up until March of next year, 2022, because they're expecting to have another wave during the winter. But even months and months before that, the Scottish government is saying that they want to make these laws permanent so they don't have to keep renewing them. Of course, as we know, government works by imposing laws with sunset clauses, then they remove the sunset clauses, and this continues forever. We'll be back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, we're going to see a lot of atrocities in Afghanistan with the Taliban retaking control of the country, the Biden administration's disastrous pullout. And those atrocities are going to be hyped. We have at least 10,000 Americans still trapped in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, the Biden administration seems more concerned about rescuing the, quote, refugees. But as ever, everything is not as it seems. We're going to go to this video, and I'm going to talk about a potential new refugee crisis impacting the West as a result of what happened in Afghanistan. But first, here's the video. Europe prepares for more cultural enrichment. Let's roll it. The Taliban takeover of Afghanistan means that Europe is now facing the risk of another refugee influx. How it started, how it ended. This has brought the hashtag refugees welcome crowd out in full force once again. Because it went so well the first time. Seems to be overwhelmingly young men. Don't see many women or children. But I suppose they're all doctors or lawyers in waiting, so why should we concern ourselves? Humanitarian development worker Sybil Schnehager told German WDR television on Sunday, quote, "We can assume that up to 3 million Afghans will make their way to Europe in the foreseeable future." Well, what's another 3 million? Get ready to see European cities put up more refugees welcome posters a stone's throw away from diversity barriers. Get ready to be culturally enriched. But once again, the facts contradict the narrative. Afghanistan will probably be more stable under the Taliban than it has during any time in the past 20 years. Most of the Afghan population welcomes the Taliban takeover. And it's over. The war's over. This situation isn't comparable to Syria. And yeah, there are a relatively small number of people who worked for the US in Afghanistan whose lives are under threat. They're genuine refugees. But 3 million people, they're not refugees, they're economic migrants. As Taliban spokesman Sahail Shaheen told Sky News, most of the people who are leaving Afghanistan are not doing so because they feel unsafe. They're doing it because Afghanistan is a poor country.
Everyone wants to leave Afghanistan because Afghanistan is a poor country. Up to 70% of the people are living under poverty line.
The vast majority of people fleeing Afghanistan are not refugees, they're economic migrants. That's why they want to go to Germany and the UK and not Saudi Arabia, despite Saudi Arabia being the first safe haven. Again, going back to the works of the humanitarian worker Sybil Schnehager. Quote, "I always ask people, why don't you go to Saudi Arabia? They are Muslims, this is your culture. The answer is always no. Germany is better." Gee, I wonder why. Saudi Arabia puts them up in remote, rudimentary refugee tent cities with one communal toilet. The UK and Germany put them up in four-star hotels and give them free money. That's why they want to come here. And personally, I don't blame them for wanting to come here, but that's not the issue. The issue is we tried this already back in 2015, and it was an unmitigated disaster. With a likely runoff election against anti-mass migration populist Marine Le Pen coming up next year, even globalist stooge Emmanuel Macron is worried. The French president is calling for a robust plan to, quote, "protect against significant irregular migratory flows from Afghanistan." The vast majority of migrants aren't violent criminals or terrorists, but too many of them are for Europe to put its people at risk again. Polls show 39% of Afghans support suicide bombings in defense of Islam. ISIS bragged about how it exploited the refugee wave to insert terror cells into Europe. There were then a multitude of terror attacks in Europe carried out by ISIS adherents who were either refugees or asylum seekers. The majority of the Paris massacre terrorists entered Europe via the refugee wave. I think of 11-year-old Ebba Ackerland, torn limb from limb by the Stockholm truck terrorist, a failed asylum seeker. I think of French schoolteacher Samuel Paty, beheaded by an Islamist who was given refugee status. I think of the woman beheaded near a church in Nice by a Tunisian who arrived in Italy as a boat migrant. I think of the 1,200 women who were viciously sexually assaulted in one night in Cologne on New Year's Eve 2015. The culprits were almost entirely North African or Middle Eastern men. The majority were either asylum seekers, illegal immigrants, or refugees. I think of the Afghan asylum seeker who raped and murdered a teenage girl in Germany before dumping her body in a river. I think of the mentally disabled 11-year-old girl who was raped by an Afghan refugee. And this isn't even to mention the societal dislocation caused by the mass influx of foreign populations who have no desire to integrate or contribute. The UK government has announced that Afghan refugees will be allowed to enter the country without even needing to show a passport. What could possibly go wrong? The previous time the UK began rescuing asylum seekers from war-torn countries, the Royal Navy picked up a refugee in Libya called Salman Abedi. He repaid them by blowing up a bunch of kids at the Manchester Arena. Yeah, you'd have thought we'd learned our lesson by now. Polls show that 99% of Afghans support Sharia law. Good. Well, send them to other Middle Eastern countries where they'll fit in. Europe is full. The UK is full. We already have record numbers of boat migrants arriving anyway, some of whom just rock up on beaches in dinghies and run into the nearest town. We don't even know who these people are. And now we're just going to let in thousands more without even checking their identity. Meanwhile, I'm going to have to show my ID and vaccine passport to go to a football match in my own country. No. Enough is enough. If these people are genuine refugees, send them to other Middle Eastern countries. Because Europe has already tried experimenting with mass economic migration from these areas of the world. And the consequences were horrendous. We have numerous previous examples. Basically, every major terror attack and many of the smaller ones in Europe throughout the past 5 years were committed, were carried out by asylum seekers, refugees, illegal immigrants. And again, it's not to say that everyone who wants to come over, if I was them, I want to get out of those asshole countries as well. Doesn't mean to say every one of them is a terrorist or a violent criminal. But the fact is, we already tried that experiment in 2015. It was an unmitigated disaster. Why are we doing it again? As I said, you're going to see these Taliban atrocities, some of them real, some of them hyped up by the media, over the course of the next few weeks, to grease the skids for a new invasion of the West, invasion of Europe, with these refugees who aren't refugees, they're economic migrants. We saw this in Syria for years and years and years, where they would stage the fake chemical attacks and blame them on Assad to get more Syrian migrants, refugees crossing into Europe. They didn't care about the fact that a quarter of these migrants coming over literally supported ISIS, according to the polls carried out by Pew in the region. The polls, as I mentioned, huge numbers of Afghans support suicide bombings in defense of Islam. Just because those people don't support the Taliban or don't support ISIS doesn't mean they're not potential jihadists. And we've learned that lesson to our cost multiple times in Europe to great tragedy over the past 6 years. I have to show my ID to go to a football match from September to go to a nightclub. The ID is linked with the vaccine passport. But if I'm an Afghan migrant, I can just show up on a boat, not even present any documents whatsoever, and waltz right into the country and be put up by the government in a 4-star hotel. It's ridiculous, and it has to stop. We'll be back as always.
For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock, just came back in yesterday. Very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture, not just for your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then, sold out for more than 6 months because of supply chain breakdowns, we finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with a natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals, and the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products, they're high quality, and they fund the InfoWars, so thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale, and another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson. How you like me
now? How you like me now? So the Biden administration has made it clear that they're going to leave up to 10,000 Americans who are trapped in Afghanistan, potentially their lives at threat, high and dry. Meanwhile, they've authorized $500 million for Afghan refugees. There was an advisory put out by the U.S. government just about an hour ago, which says the United States government cannot ensure safe passage to the airport in Kabul for evacuation, even for U.S. citizens, but there's plenty of money, plenty of transport, plenty of media narrative available, plenty of sympathy for, quote, Afghan refugees coming to the West. Apparently now they're more important than actual American citizens, British citizens who are trapped in Afghanistan. Jack Posobiec just tweeted, not one refugee should be settled while there are Americans trapped behind enemy lines. And yet that's exactly what's happening. And now we see in Europe the skids being greased for the influx, for the invasion of up to 3 million Afghan refugees. This after we had a crisis from 2015 to 16 where over a million refugees, some of them from Syria, the majority weren't even from Syria, crossing into Europe. What happened in the years that followed? Massive rise in violent crime, massive rise in sexual assaults in major cities across Europe, massive spike in ISIS-inspired terror attacks, many of which were carried out by terrorists who exploited the refugee wave to slip into Europe unnoticed, including the Paris massacre terrorists who killed over 100 people, including the Manchester Arena bomber who was literally rescued as a refugee by the Royal Navy 2 years before he carried out that disgusting atrocity, killing over 20 people, injuring 1,000 people at the Manchester Arena bombing. Now we have this headline, again on this refugee problem, which they're hyping up, and again, they're going to have atrocities carried out by the Taliban. There are already atrocities being carried out. The media is going to take the worst of those, hype them up to grease the skids for more refugees to be sent to the West. Diplomat, not even tanks, those are his words, not even tanks can stop large wave of Afghan refugees heading to Europe. Despite Europe heavily fortifying its borders since the 2015 crisis, a top diplomat warns that not even tanks can stop a potentially large wave of Afghan refugees heading to the continent. 30,000 people a week were already fleeing that country even before the Taliban took full control. I mentioned the comments of the humanitarian worker, the pro-refugee humanitarian worker on German television just a couple of days ago, who said not only are there 3 million Afghan refugees set to flee the country, but when you ask them where they want to go, they don't want to go to Saudi Arabia, they don't want to go to Turkey, even though those countries are more in line with their religion and their culture. 99% of Afghans support Sharia law, but they don't want to go to countries which have pockets of Sharia law or a full Sharia law. They want to come to the West and impose it here. She said, quote, I always ask people, why don't you go to Saudi Arabia? They're Muslims. This is your culture. The answer is always no, Germany is better. And as I mentioned in the video, the reason they don't want to go to Saudi Arabia is because they put them up in these tent cities in remote areas. Life is hard. Life is a struggle, as you would expect for a refugee. They have like one communal toilet between 100 of them. They get to Europe, they get benefits, they get welfare havens, they get free money, they get put up in literal four-star hotels at taxpayer expense by our government. So again, I don't even blame them, that's exactly what I'd do in their situation, but I blame our leaders because the consequences, as we've seen in Europe over the past 6 years, are completely catastrophic and we can't repeat that again. Two people who don't want to repeat it again, at least in the short term, despite one of them being the primary person to blame for it happening in the first place, Angela Merkel, they're very concerned about it, Merkel and French President Macron, because Merkel's party is up for re-election next year, I believe. And of course, we have the French presidential election next year as well, where Macron again is likely to run off against Marine Le Pen, the anti-mass migration populist. So at least for the moment, they've got to pose as if they don't want another influx of potentially 3 million refugees into Europe because they want to win those elections. If this was post those elections, they probably wouldn't care about it because they're both globalist stooges. But Armin Laschet, the head of the Christian Democratic Union in Germany and the man most likely to replace Chancellor Angela Merkel, said 2015 should not be repeated, even though his party and his leader were directly to blame for 2015. They don't want to happen. They don't want it to happen again on their watch, at least before the election, because it's going to impact their re-election chances. And Macron himself has called for a, quote, robust, coordinated and united response in order to protect the continent from major irregularity. migratory flows from Afghanistan. However, two countries that bore the brunt of the previous refugee crisis, Greece and Turkey, have indicated they will put up stern resistance to absorbing large numbers of migrants fleeing Afghanistan. Of course, Greece was completely overrun back in 2015, so was Hungary. Now, Greece's Minister for Migration told Reuters that his country, quote, will not and cannot become a gateway for migrants and refugees trying to reach the EU. Now, they did a Hobson's Choice deal back in, I think it was 2016-17, with Turkey, where the EU gave Turkey 6 billion euros to house all these refugees. The problem with that is now Turkey's basically full. They're home to 4 million refugees, which is the largest concentrated population of refugees in the entire world. And now their government is under pressure from their people because Turks are being impacted through job losses, through the economic impact of these migrants, through the social dislocation that these migrants bring, even though they're mainly Syrian, so they should fit in better than even the ones coming from Afghanistan. But Turkish public opinion is dead against this. They don't want any more refugees, so they're putting their government under pressure to not accept more. And so what do we do? Well, as I mentioned in the video, the UK government is now literally not only saying that they're going to take in 20,000 minimum to begin with, refugees who helped the UK government or helped the international forces, they've outright come and said, you don't need any identity documents, any passport to get into the country. What is that going to do? It's going to incentivize the ones who are coming in boats already from France, a huge proportion of which are Afghans and have been for years and years and years. So again, they're openly incentivizing it. Look at what Salvini did in Italy back in 2018 when he came to power, before he lost power. He basically said, we're not accepting you. We're not sending out boats to collect you as a taxi service. If you come, you put your own lives at risk, and just we're not having it anymore. That saved, it cut the number of migrant deaths traveling to Italy in boats in half. It was actually the humanitarian policy. But of course, as soon as Salvini lost power and the socialist government got back in Italy, that was completely reversed. More migrants are dying, but they don't really care about that. More are coming into Europe post-Salvini because he actually managed to put a lid on it. So we've got Macron and Merkel saying that they don't want these migrants. They're going to put up a strong defense against this happening again just because they want to win the election. It's a very cynical ploy. But then in the UK, where our own government isn't going to be up for re-election for 2 or 3 years now, and it's supposedly a conservative government that believes in strong borders, despite the fact we have record numbers of migrants being rescued and given taxi services and four-star hotels by that same government, the Home Secretary, Priti Patel, has not only called on other European countries to follow suit, but she says the UK should provide support to the most vulnerable fleeing Afghanistan so they can start a new life in safety in the UK, away from the tyranny and oppression they face in Afghanistan. And as we mentioned and covered in the video, basically the new qualification for being a refugee is not being under direct threat of death or persecution. It's merely not liking the government, not liking the new regime that has taken charge, which is not to deny the fact that Taliban atrocities are going to take place. They're already taking place today. But the media is hyping them up. You have Sky News, desperate Afghan women throw babies over razor wire. At least one killed and several injured as Taliban violently disperse protests. They're going to amplify these stories to grease the skids for another migrant influx into Europe, despite it being a complete disaster. Okay.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
America, there's only one way to win the spiritual war against the demons that are currently attacking our land. Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. Now, do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible. Free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get free shipping when you call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live from the Summit.News headquarters, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, as the Biden administration puts out $500 million for Afghan refugees to come to the United States, many of whom will come unchecked, some of whom will come with jihadist sympathies, the Department of Homeland Security is concentrating on the real terror threat, which is Americans who oppose COVID lockdown measures. We saw that advisory last week where the DHS came out and said that those who oppose vaccines, mask mandates, lockdown measures are a potential violent domestic extremist terror threat. We had an article where Baylor College of Medicine professor Peter Hotez published a paper suggesting it should be a hate crime to criticize Dr. Anthony Fauci and other scientists who are promoting mass vaccination. They're literally trying to create a deprivileged class, a special protected identity that you're not allowed to criticize unless you'll be placed on a list as a domestic extremist. Maybe you'll be put on a no-fly list. So we have this narrative of Americans who question COVID being placed in the domestic extremist category. And then we have grievance grifters in America allegedly faking crimes against them or faking threats, intimidation against them to bolster their own profile. We had this headline a few days ago. Muzzle vaccine official claimed it was mailed to her as a threat, revealed to have been purchased on her credit card. This was Tennessee vaccine official Dr. Michelle Fiskus, who asserted that someone had mailed her a muzzle in an attempt to intimidate her. It subsequently emerged that the item was purchased with a credit card in Fiskus's name. So they had a big Department of Safety and Homeland Security investigation about this, and it turned out that it was purchased on an Amazon account, and the credit card linked to that Amazon account was this same doctor who claimed that she was the subject, the victim of a bullying intimidation campaign. But she came out and said and claimed that someone had created a fake Amazon account and had somehow stolen her credit card details and added them to that account to frame her and make it seem as if that she purchased the muzzle. And obviously, as we know, she'd never do that. She'd never purchase the muzzle to smother herself in fake victimhood, even though she's literally out on the news previously blaming, quote, white male rural conservatives for not taking the vaccine. So she had a grievance against them. And then mysteriously, this intimidation, bullying, quote, hate crime happens against her. Turns out the item was purchased on her credit card, but I'm sure we can trust her, we can believe her, that she was framed. On the subject of masks, though, the globalists are having a big problem now. They've made masks the norm, the new norm. People are still wearing them and will continue to wear them beyond the pandemic. I'm sure they've got more pandemics planned that will necessitate permanent mask mandates for an elongated time. Problem is their facial recognition software is having trouble producing people's identities if they're wearing those face masks. But the World Economic Forum has come up with a solution, and it's really not creepy at all. Let's go to this clip, and I'll come back and talk about it after. The World Economic Forum has released another video about our changing world, and it's totally not creepy at all. You see, the Davos globalists have a problem. Now that they've normalized the wearing of face masks under never-ending COVID rules, their facial recognition software is having trouble identifying all the serfs. And I mean, how else is this totally beneficent, altruistic, loving group of global billionaires going to track your every movement for the greater good? Well, and this totally doesn't sound like a nefarious, nightmarish Philip K. Dick novel at all. They're going to use technology developed by NASA and the Pentagon that fires lasers at your body to detect your unique cardiac signature, which is then matched against a medical database to reveal your personal identity. See, I told you it wasn't creepy. Official website, security in a heartbeat. Digital acceleration has also put the limelight back onto security issues. Much of the world's move to online, whether for work or for your weekly shop, involves sharing personal or business information remotely with an ever wider number of entities. Not only that, but when people started wearing masks, facial recognition security systems were stumped. Oh no. One solution to this conundrum may be the unique pattern of your heartbeat, developed by the Pentagon and NASA. Cardio ID devices can detect an individual's unique cardiac signature using an infrared laser. The technology is already available for licensing, and security is only one possible use. Another application could be identifying opted-in shoppers as they enter a store, for example, to personalize their visit. Identifying shoppers as they enter a store? I think I remember seeing that somewhere else before. Oh yeah, Minority Report.
You can move the old-fashioned way.
John Anderson! You could use a Guinness right about now.
Escape from it all. Lewis out.
John Anderson.
We need a vacation.
Get away, John Anderson. Forget your troubles. It's soon, John Anderson.
Yakamoto. Welcome back to the Gap. How does assorted tank tops work out for you?
The movie, set in 2054, presents a fictionalized hellscape vision of the future where people are pinged everywhere they go via implants that broadcast their personal identity. Where shoppers are swamped by a deluge of ads that scan their retinas and call them by name as they walk by. Surely the World Economic Forum doesn't want that! I mean, it's not like their founder, Klaus Schwab, literally wrote an entire book about authorities forcing people to undergo brain scans to pick up signs of discontent before they're allowed to travel. It's not like he wrote that law enforcement agencies will use techniques to determine the likelihood of criminal activity, assess guilt, or even possibly retrieve memory directly from people's brains, which just happens to be the plot of the Minority Report. It's not like he said that active implantable microchips that break the skin barrier of our bodies will change how we interface with the world and force us to question what it means to be human. And it's not like he wrote that such technology will allow authorities to intrude into the hitherto private space of our minds, reading our thoughts and influencing our behavior. You'd have to be a paranoid nutbag to believe any of that, even though he literally wrote it in his own book. All of this just makes me even more thankful to the New York Times, which dismissed the World Economic Forum's Great Reset as a baseless conspiracy theory. I'm just so grateful that none of this is actually happening, even as they publicly announced that it is. Well, there you have it. They're going to keep you muzzled, but they're also going to track you, trace you via the pingdemic, via the mandated government app, and eventually, as we explain in the video, via this system where they literally identify you via the trend, the pattern of your heartbeat, and it's not creepy at all. It's just a conspiracy theory. The New York Times told me it was a conspiracy theory, even though Klaus Anal Schwab writes about it in his own book, and he's very proud about it. It's really just fake news. Of course, if you say it's a good thing, then it suddenly becomes real and it's not fake, but we're not on that side. Meanwhile, some good news, believe it or not, in France, their vaccine passport system is proving to be a complete failure. Businesses are refusing to enforce France's vaccine passport. Anecdotal evidence detailed by former Google software engineer Mike Hearn strongly suggests that most restaurants, cafes, and other businesses in France are not enforcing the country's controversial vaccine passport system. He highlighted the videos last week where you had police on the first day that this was introduced for people visiting bars, cafes, cinemas, public venues, patrolling them, making people show their medical papers just to use services, just to buy a cup of coffee. That was an intimidation campaign. It seems that in the days following, it became very lax indeed. And then because of the fact that a lot of these cafes, restaurants were half empty, the business owners were struggling because people were avoiding them. They just stopped enforcing this system altogether, even under the threat of massive fines. He says the test certificate is being checked once and then swapped for a token that doesn't expire. Expired tests being accepted, so basically they accept fake tests. People accepting paper test certificates without scanning them, accepting QR codes that failed to scan. And that's the big headline today out of RT. Crash, France's repeated health pass system fails, while leaving citizens without the QR codes needed for daily life. So this QR pingdemic code that they've premise this digital medical ID around continues to fail people on enforcing it, and that's very good news. Israel, by the way, has brought it back in. They rolled it out as an intimidation campaign to threaten young people into getting the vaccine. Now the vaccines have proven to be a complete failure, so they're bringing the vaccine passports back. How far along the road will this get in other European countries, including my own country, remains to be seen. But those Afghan refugees will be let in without any ID whatsoever. War Room's coming up next, summit.news.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.